O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 42, verses 1 to 3 and 6 and 7. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O Lord. My soul is athirst for God, athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where now is your God?" Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul, and why are you so disquieted within me? Put your trust in God, for I will let give thanks to him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Though the darkness covers me, I will remember your light. A reading from Galatians chapter 1, verse 18 to 2, verse 10. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas, and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judah that are in Christ. They only heard the report, "The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy." And they praised God because of me. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation, and meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders, I presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. I wanted to be sure I was not running, and had not been running my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. As for you, who were held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they recognized that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Caiaphas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I have been eager to do all along. Though the darkness covers me, I will remember your light. In the sayings of the Desert Fathers, the story is recorded. A brother came to see Abba Poman and said to him, "Abba, I have many thoughts and they put me in danger." The old man led him outside and said to him, "Expand your chest and do not breathe in." He said, "I cannot do that." Then the old man said, "If you cannot do that, no more can you prevent thoughts from arising. But you can resist them." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, as we dive into your word, would you awaken our hearts, expand our minds, and shape our identities this day? We choose to rejoice today in God's eternal nature, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 90. Lord, through all generations, you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we are challenged to not neglect your word. Will you help us in our heart and in our mind to be open to your word, what you have for us this day? We ask for you to bring this alive in us and through our actions for us to show people your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we confess that we take your word for granted. Spirit of truth, bring our learning, our meditation of your word to full technicolor life. We seek you with all our hearts. Do not let us stray from your commands, as we read in Psalm 119, verse 10. And now as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us assures us that all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. Isaiah 54, verse 13. So, Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we pray not to get lost in the reality of our own depravity, but rather to find ourselves morning by morning in the light of your mercy and redemption. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.